Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Hey guys, Craig Petty here from Magic TV. Now, this is the week leading up to Blackpool. And over the course of this week, I've been speaking to the movers, the shakers, the dealers, the producers, the people that are in the dealer hall. And let's be honest, everybody who goes to the Blackpool Magic Convention, the main reason we're there is to go to the dealer hall. Now, this is a very good friend of mine. The person I'm speaking to today is responsible for creating, developing, and producing the best close-up pads and close-up tables in the business. No question, there's nobody better than this man. And the last couple of years, his second company, Green Lemon, has set a bar when it comes to commercial magic and mentalism. He's brought out some incredible routines. He's worked with people like Paul Brooks. He's brought out some fantastic products. And he is coming to the Blackpool Magic Convention 2024 with brand new releases. He's coming there with a ton of stuff, and I can't wait to talk to him about everything that's going on. I am, of course, talking about the one and only Sven Bosch. How are you doing, Sven? You okay?
Oh, good. It's quite light and well, that's a great start. It's quite late right now, so it's a tiring day, to be honest.
First of all, thank you for finding time to speak to me. I know you're busy. I know that you're, like, the second that we've finished, you're going to be filming tutorials, you're going to be filming performances. Like, you guys don't stop. So
yeah, we're already in the store since 9 o'clock, and right now it's 10 o'clock, and we're already thinking about new stuff. And so we're here with a team, so I'll just let you show you everyone. So that's Michael.
Hey guys.
Hey Beth. And right after finishing the interview, we're gonna film a new trailer and a teaser, and also the tutorial for a new trick.
Wow, it's nonstop. It really is nonstop. Well, I want to talk to you about everything, because this is probably, unless I'm mistaken, this is the first Blackpool Magic Convention that you're kind of really there with Green Lemon.
Up until
like last year, you were really there as
For 3 years in a row now, we're standing on the balcony. Four years. We're standing on the balcony. And now we started with Green Lemon, and we've got all these tricks coming out. And now we started with the tricks, and now we moved down to the main hall. A few stands next to Venturing Inc. So it's right up the alley. It's always the same. And it's a bit of a Dutch corner. So you got Igor on the other side and Peter Pelican at the booth next to us. So it's a Dutch corner over there.
That's amazing. And before we talk about everything that Green Lemon is going to be showing when you're there, you are also going to be having a variety of different close-up pads. You're going to be having a variety.
So we're going to have a triple stand, and one and a half stand is Foster & Bosch, and the other half is like Green Lemon. And Wes was joining me as well. And he's the guy from America's Kill. He came up with that idea and he invented it. So he's going to demo America's Kill a lot, but also our newest tricks will be demoed all day. And we're just going to, you know, we're really going to demo all day over there.
Well, and before we talk about Green Lemon, I just want to say, for anybody watching this, I mean, I exclusively use your close-up pads. They're brilliant. And for anybody that's watching this, buying a close-up pad from you isn't just like, oh, I'll have that one. It's a real experience. Like, you'll have all of the different colors, all the different designs, and it's almost like going into a high-end tailor's and picking. I have to be honest, it's a wonderful experience. And
thank you very much.
I love what you do with your pads. I really do.
Thank you very much. Our slogan is feel the difference, and it basically comes down to when we perform magic, we feel the difference between a different stock of cards, and there's so minimum difference. But the surface we're performing on, we don't really mind. But if we're going to look at the service we perform on, you will notice there's even more difference when you combine that with the right stock and all these kind of things. And you will notice when you choose your closer pet with us, we're gonna feel the preference you have for fabric. We're gonna talk about the colors you use for cars. So it's really like you get a tailored suit. But for closer pets, because it's really your stage, it's the place you perform. It's your area. It's your safe place when you perform.
Yeah, totally agree. And again, if anybody's looking for an amazing closer pet, go to you. But also, you can have the tables there. I mean, myself and Ryland, we use your tables all of the time. Anytime Ryland's got a stage show, he does close up, and he has the table set up in front of the stage, so he can treat it as a bit of a bunco.
You got booth. The limited edition jeans blue, right?
Jeans blue, that's right. Yeah,
I love that one. Yeah,
yeah, his pad is amazing. I'm jealous of his pad. I really am. Jealous of the table.
Oh, it was your own choice to go for the brown one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was my choice. But I mean, any choice when it comes to your pads and your tables, there's no wrong choice. They're amazing. It's one of the best things that I've ever bought in Magic. But that brings us to Green Lemon. Now, you've just been going for less than a year, because I remember speaking to you last Blackpool and you said, oh, I'm going to be, starting this company, Green Lemon. So it's been less than a year.
Yeah.
And you bought
first out... release was in September. I believe it was September. And then now we got the sixth release going on.
Wow. So all five of those previous releases,
yeah,
you're going to have them at Blackpool, and you're going to be able to show them and demonstrate them and so on and so forth. Marry Kiss Kill is great. The Sharpie trick. Sharp Prediction. Great as well. Absolutely love that. One of my favorites is the one that we did the mat test on very, very recently, which is only... Like, I don't even know if it's actually, like, I know we picked it up at the session, but I don't know if it's actually gone into Murphy's or...
It's not going to Murphy's, not going to any shop, for a few specific reasons, but it will be held within our range. And that makes it a bit exclusive. So the only place to pick it up is at our shop or through conventions. And the only convention, we also got a nice deal going on. I saw in the review, I watched reviews, of course. I saw someone like, oh, it's a bit pricey, but when you go to Blackpool, we got a nice deal on it. So it's definitely worth checking it out then.
And it's really not pricey. Like, since Matt did that video, he's done it at every single close-up job. Like,
the thing is, it's like, for me, it's a bit like a mental die, you know? No matter what you're doing, it always works, it's reliable, and you just look like a hero. And it's the same with this book. You can examine it all fronts, you can see all the facts, every historical facts in there is correct, everything, you know, you can see through it. There is no secret there. And that makes it really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. And I love the fact that it looks so much like what it's meant to look like. It looks like a book designed to illustrate the history of logo through time. It's great. It's fantastic. It's brilliant.
And you said it during the review. What we really liked is when we started creating the book, we went like looking at Subway, and then we're like, oh, back in the day, it's called Pete's Submarines, because the sandwiches looks like submarines. And there are so much fun facts in there. And you just realize when you're going through, it's really fun.
That's great. That's great. So you've got obviously all of your kind of your range that you've had out over the last few months.
Yeah.
But you have new items for Blackpool as well, which is very exciting. Like what I love about Green Lemon is you're releasing a lot of magic, but none of it is pipe dreams. None of it is something that's like incredibly difficult that you're never going to be able to do. It's all stuff that you can very easily perform. It's a very clever method. It's practical. A lot of it will work in any environment. And it's just a great range. I can see how important quality control is to you, which is great. It's just, yeah, I mean, your range is just brilliant, Sven. It really is.
Yeah, the thing is, we got our brick and mortar shop where I'm standing in right now. And one thing I realized when starting my brand is like, I don't want to be the product laying in a shop that's catching dust because it's impractical and just bad, you know. I can grab like a bag full of stuff that I'm never going to sell because it's just bad. And if someone comes into shop and they say, oh, I want to buy this, I say, oh, don't. please don't just buy this or this. And I got a list of things that are good. And the last thing you want is put effort in something that people don't like. And of course, you don't want to be like a sense mind where everyone will say like, oh, green lemon, I'll never go that way because it will be bad anyway. So we really put the quality control really high. And yeah, I think it's really good to, you know, also practice it on real audience. So before I had the shop and the pets and everything like that, I did professional magic. So you do a lot of gigs. You know instantly when you see a trick, like, I can't do this, I can do this. So you know what's practical, you know what works, you know what don't work. And that way you can easily eliminate ideas and came up with better ideas that make it more workable, like, oh, you don't need a table for this and all these kind of things, you know?
Absolutely. So what is part of your new range? Can you show me or tell me about one of your new items? Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course. So our latest range will be for Foster & Bosch. It will be the mini deluxe closer pet. So we already got the big ones that's so standard size. That's the one you got for on the table. But we know there's a lot of people want like a coffee table pet that they just can put on the coffee table without putting all the space. So we got a new range with the new size. And to be honest, I really like this size. This is a new limited edition that will be available worldwide through other shops. But we got it in Blackpool as well. And we got the new range in Blackpool with all kind of different colors. So I got, for example, a black blue one right here. But we got tons of colors, as you know.
That's great.
So that's for Post and Bosch. Then we got a nice deal going on with the Shuffle Pets, the same we had during the session. So it's only £35 and you can get any color Shuffle Pet you want. And we got all kind of different colors. So it's not a standard collection because we don't sell our standard collection with discount because we don't want to lower our product. Mm-hmm. But we got like a very strange collection, not strange, but like a color that's normally not there.
Yeah.
So that will be a special discount going on Blackpool. So that's the Foster & Bosch side. And then we got the whole range, of course. But now we got the Green Lemon side. And this is going to be quite exciting because we got very cool releases going on.
Oh, so
The first release is going to be Contrast.
Okay. So what's Contrast?
So Contrast is a color-changing deck, but it can be done with a regular deck. So a lot of color-changing decks are done with a gimmick or... a gimmick or, you know, very strange slides. And this one is, you know, very minimalistic or a deck switch indeed. So you have a deck switch going on.
Yeah.
And this isn't. And also normally a color changing deck is like you do your routine and on the end you get one hit and that's your color changing deck. And this one will go fluently. So slowly one by one, each card changes. And it makes it really nice. So you got first one card, then the second card, and then the whole deck. So it will slowly, you know, it's a curve in color changing deck. So that makes it really nice. It's technique based. So it's a bit more practice than the tricks we have so far. But I think that's a very nice addition to our range. But yeah. I would love to demonstrate it during the session. Blackpool, sorry.
Well, I have to say, the color-changing deck is one of my favorite plots in Magic. I think it makes such a great opener. So yeah. I'm very excited to see that. Anytime I hear color-changing deck, I get excited. So that
imagine a bit like the Chicago opener, but with the Chicago opener, you have to do a double lift, and it's not really changed. Yeah. This one, you got a free choice, and the card you chose is really changed. I don't have a setup now, else I would love to show you. But come to Blackpool and I'll show you. I got a few other tricks ready to set up.
Okay.
So that's Contrast. Then we got America's Kill, that's already out there. Sharp Prediction, that's the one with Paul Brook. And it's quite fun to know. Paul Brook will also be joining us on the stand and also them. A few of his tricks from Sharp Prediction live on the stand. But he won't be there all day because he got a busy schedule and got a lot of meetings going on. But he said, well, I would love to come over to your place and help out a bit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Paul's such a great guy.
So if you follow us, we make messages on social media when he's there. And also just pop by and see if he's there. And else we would love to help you out.
That's great. Yeah, definitely.
Then we got Evolutionary. You know this one? This is the one you like.
This is the logo book. Yeah, that's great. I love that. Like I say, I think that's amazing.
Yeah, we're really glad how this turned out. Right at the beginning, it's quite funny to know. Did we explain this in the tutorial? I'm not sure. This trick is already out since 2016. And I recorded the tutorial back then in the day. So I was a small kid.
Oh, wow.
And now, well, once we got Green Lemon going on, all these things, we re-recorded everything. But now it's like professional level. It's really good.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Then we got the mystery decks. So this is quite fun. I'm not sure. Did you already open your decks?
We've opened one of them on Ryland's social media.
Yeah. Oh, great. What did you get?
I can't remember. It was a couple of weeks ago, but Ryland absolutely loved it.
Right. So this is like a small game, and we got this from the shop in the shop right here. So this is a mystery deck, and some people come to us and say, well, what's the trick with the mystery deck? But it's not a trick. We got tons of design decks, Tier 11, King's Wild, all the big names, you know. And we put those all in like these sleeves, and it's a small game what you will get. But there is also a bonus game included. So it's £10, and you can get a deck also worth of £10 or more. So you always get your value back. Oh, wow. But there is also a bonus game going on. So there is tricks included. There is a deluxe closer pet from Vost & Bosch included. So you got like a golden ticket in there. Wow. And you can get a free game. And it's just a very fun. And also visually, it just looks... It looks a bit it's probably a bit like busy. It's so much going on, but in real life it just looks so nice. That's three deck. You got those as well during the send. And then we got a new release, and one of those releases will be recorded tonight, and that one is crossed off. So the idea of crossed off is that you make a small cross on your hand. You can see it.
Yeah.
You can visually pull it off and place it, for example, on your shirt. But you can, I'm not sure if you can see it, but you can place it anywhere you like. And then on the end, you can just pull it off again and place it, for example, right here on the Sharpie, but also in business card of spectator's hand. So there's so much going on. It's a really fun trick to do. And it's visually, it's practical, easy to do. So you can do it instantly. Also a very nice addition for double cross if you use that. I love that.
Yeah.
But in the tutorial there will be so much. We got a list over here, and the list just goes on and on. So I think it will be a late night.
Wow. That's the sort of thing that anybody who uses double cross will want to have that. Because it does what double, you know, it's a great lead into double cross, which is great.
Yeah, it's just you will add another dimension to the trick. That's really nice. But we got standalone effects in there as well. So if you don't got double cross, don't get disappointed and say like, this is nothing for us, because the standalone routines is already worth the price.
Yeah, and you know what? I love carrying Sharpies around with me that are designed to do something, you know, because every magician carries a Sharpie around. So why wouldn't you have a Sharpie on you that's designed to do something? Because then you can do something else as opposed to just having them sign a card.
Yeah, and the best thing is the gimmick is built into the cap. So you get a special made gimmick, handmade. So it's made in a workshop from Vost & Bosch, so you know the quality is all good. But the thing is, it's because it's made into the cap, you can just easily replace it. So if you want to combine it with double cross, you can just put it on your double cross. If you want to combine it with, for example, Turbo Stick from Leo Smetsers, Richard Sanders, you can just put it on there, and then you can combine it with that. And there are so many tricks going on with the cross, and you can just add this to any of those tricks. It's just another step you can put to anything. It's really fun.
And right.
We're standing here with the team, and all night we made a small schedule error. So we thought, because of the English time, we got a miss.
Yeah, it was my fault. I'm so sorry.
And during that hour, we were all like, this is so much fun. You can do this with it. And it's very creative. You know, you can do a lot of things with it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I like that's the first thing I'm coming up to get. Like, I think that's amazing. I think that's brilliant. I would 100% do that in a heartbeat, Sven. That's great. Perfect. I think that has become, even though I haven't got it yet and I haven't seen it, I think that's become my favorite Green Lemon trick so far. And they're all great, but I think that one's my favorite.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, he's going to like it that you said that.
That's it. Yeah, that's really good.
So, and then we got another trick, but that one is going to be Very exciting, but also challenging. We are a bit tight on schedule. So something went wrong during the printing. So we started to reprint every piece of unit because we want the quality on the best. But right now it's stuck at customs and we're going to leave on Wednesday. And they say it's going to be delivered on Wednesday. But it's like, if we can make it, it will be there. If we can't make it, it won't be there. So it's like very exciting. But if we talk about the hit of Blackpool, of the hit of our stand, it will be that trick.
Can not because it's my idea. Can you tell me what it is, or is it a secret?
Yeah, so the most magician got a problem. They want to be a big illusionist. Every magician wants to be a big illusionist. But there are three problems. Craig, can you tell me those three problems?
Well, as somebody who does illusion shows, I can tell you that they're a pain in the ass. You've got to have a massive warehouse to keep
that's problem
all
one,
in.
Problem one.
Like, I have the biggest warehouse to keep. You know, you think that you've got a problem with a bottom drawer? I have to have a warehouse to keep my tricks in. Second of all, you need a van to carry these things around with you because you can't.
That's this problem as well.
Yeah, you can't stick it in the back. You need a girl to put, you need a girl or somebody small and slender to put inside the box. And
second problem.
And then you're constantly having to keep them in good nick and repair them and repaint them and make them so that they look nice.
You know what the less problem is?
What's that?
It's expensive as hell.
Oh, hell yeah.
So then we've got the
I bought one
now.
Illusion last year and it cost me £10,000. Like, it's ridiculous. Yes, I agree with all of those points.
Okay, so I came up with a trick that resolves all of those problems. So it's a small picker trick. It's just four cards. That's it. But it got like an assistant on there. And then you're going to mix the assistant and she will restore every single time. And you'll do it on five, six, seven different ways. But she always restores. And on the end, the spectator can do that. And she restores as well. But it's so fooling. But it's, I have to say it like this. It's a silly trick. It's a very silly trick, but it's a damn good silly trick.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
I have a demo unit right here, but it's made from my printer. So I'm not going to show you that because it just looks awful. But once it's there on Blackpool, I hope it is. I'm sure you will love it. It will only cost £15.
Wow.
And it's a three-phase routine. So you will restore it, then the spectator will restore it, and the third one, another spectator can do it. But there's a lot of inside building jokes. The third time, the spectator is going to shuffle it up again, and then she's completely mixed up and wrong. And then you say, oh, I can't come up like this. And then you got like a prediction card on like how she will look on stage, and it will look awful. And then it's completely exactly the same on how they put the assistant down. It's really fun.
That sounds awesome.
And it's inspired by the Fishy Fish Trick by SEO Magic.
Okay,
I don't know that one. It's a brilliant trick. The first time I saw that trick was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I fell in love with that trick. But I think it was just not to put it down because I think it's brilliant. The method is brilliant, but it was just a one-phase routine and it was visually not interesting to look at. And we fixed all those points and we just went through it. And it's a project for me for the last year, I think. Where every night I'm still awake and my girlfriend's asleep and I'm still got energy. I'm thinking like, oh, I can work on that. And I'm just tweaking and mastering the fine details of it. And I'm so proud of that project. And it's the first Green Lemon project that got my name on it.
Well, there you go. That's great. Well, that's a big moment there but as
it's,
well.
It's a really fun trick. It's just so much fun to perform.
You know what? It sounds like the sort of thing that I would love to do. So I really hope, really, really hope that you can get that to Blackpool as well.
Yeah. And for the last thing we've got, it's like, the clothes. So we got t-shirts, custom t-shirts. This is one with a rabbit, but we got plenty of other t-shirts going on. One with a big rabbit on the back and one with a lemon on there and just a bit of merchandise. We got like pens on there, a lot of things we've got, which is really fun. And we got that as well during the stand.
Wow, that's amazing. So we've
and
got
I think
pads.
We got everything settled now.
We've got pads, we've got tables, we've got clothes, we've got merch, we've got tricks. Sounds like, and it's a triple booth. Good grief, Sven, you're taking over the convention.
Yeah, the fun thing is with the, I think if we're really gonna slam it down, we can make it into a single stand because it's only like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's around 7, 8 products. But the thing is, I want to create space and a breath of air in the convention because, man, you get blasted all over the place. It's everywhere signs and everyone's screaming and it's like you're walking on in a marketplace, you know. And with our stand, we're trying to make like a peace, a little bit of peace in there. And I hope that really stands out because there is not much peace in the Blackpool dealer. But no, man, it's great. It feels like Christmas. You said it before. It really is.
And it's exciting and everyone's excited about it. It sounds to me that like your booth is going to be a destination, my friend. Everybody's going to want to go there.
Yeah. But you know, as a shop, the dealer booth is really fun because where other dealers only sell products, because we got a brick and mortar shop, we buy things as well. So in the meantime, when it's a bit quiet, I'll go walk around and see things myself and I'll buy stuff for the shop. And in the meantime, we're going to do live streams for our shop. So it's going to be a busy weekend for us.
Wow, that's great. Sven, you're going to kill it. I know you are. And as well as...
Let's hope.
As well as having
I'll speak to you in a month and then I'll tell if it was good.
Well, as well as having excellent products and incredible customer service, the other thing that I know about you is you're super nice people. You're a super nice person. Your team is super nice. You're always that guy that wants to help everybody. And I think that's why so many people kind of just get drawn to you. And
we try to do our best.
Yeah, no, you're great. And this is going to be super successful for you. I know it is. I can't wait to see you at Blackpool. I'm going to be picking up one of those pens immediately. I'm going to be coming and looking at everything. I'm probably going to end up with a big pile of stuff to take away with me, as I always do every time I see you at a convention. But thank you.
You're in luck because you've already got half the stuff.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. I pretty much have everything that you do. I love your stuff. But I want to say thank you. Thank you for finding the time, slotting me so late. I really appreciate it. People who are watching this video will appreciate it as well, I promise you.
I want to thank you. It's insane. I'm currently in a CrackPetty algorithm. So every time I open YouTube, I see 6, 7 videos. And then I realize, oh, these must be old. But it's like from the same day. It's insane how much you upload. And it's great to have a bit of content as well.
Yeah, I think I'm insane, frankly. I think I'm insane. But... You may enjoy it.
Like on Blackpool, you got like shows going on. Then you got the dealers hall where you're helping out on Alakazam. It's insane how much you're doing.
Yeah, I'm on the Penguin booth. I'm on the Alakazam booth. I'm on the Magic TV booth. I'm in the Bear Pit. I'm helping out with the Gala show. Ryland's in the Family Entertainer of the Year competition. So I'm all over the place, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Really insane.
My first port of call on the Thursday is to come over and visit your booth and say hi.
I'm grateful.
No problem, my friend. So, guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make sure that you go and visit Sven, go and visit Green Lemon, go and check out the close-up pads, go check out all the new tricks. They are super nice people and incredible quality as well. On behalf of Sven... On behalf of all of his team, thank you so much for checking out this video. And Sven, one more time, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Not a single problem.
No problem. Guys, my name's Craig Petty. And on behalf of Sven, we will see you again soon at Blackpool Magic.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.